Happy Easter, everybody. Yeah, I've just been sitting around. It's Easter night. I was thinking about writing some up about this coronavirus stuff. A few other thoughts I had, or else doing a comedy bit or something. But I just had a few thoughts. I remember, boy, now that we're all locked down like we are, for the most part. I remember when it first came up. And it was like, you know, I was first getting, you know, in the, you know, maybe the end of February or something, hearing about this. And it's like, whoa, you know, it's really hitting those people over 60. You know, the elderly people need to be watching it because, you know, they've got a much higher probability of dying than, you know, elderly this. And I was thinking, shit, man, these elderly folks are going to, they need to watch out, you know. And then, of course, I suddenly remembered, hey, I'm 63. I am one of those elderly folks. Holy cow. Any rate, so we've been hanging out in the house a lot more lately. What did I hear? Yeah, I've been watching a lot of TV, you know, specials and stuff. Well, I noticed I was going to watch Tom Segura's Netflix special, his comedy special, and it was called Ball Hog. And I was like, Ball Hog? Oh, okay, I got to put that on my list. I'm going to watch that. And it's like later that day, I was over my buddy's house next door, my next door neighbor, who he kind of sits in his garage, you know, with his garage door open and the table going out. You know, he dude like owns like a couple of junkyards or something and sells tires. And so he's always like, he's got like three cell phones and, you know, people wanting the cars. Cause so he takes in cars and you know, disassembles them and, you know, trades out the parts. Anyway, so he, you know, there's a semi, regular social distancing, hanging out and having a beer or something out there around sunset most nights. So, you know, I was talking to him and it was about four. We do it, us four, about all the time, you know. And I was once again being accused of talking too much, you know, when I start to get lit up a little. I was like, hey, wait a second, you know. And I started thinking about Tom Segura's new Netflix special, which was Ball Hog. And I said, all of a sudden, I'm a conversational ball hog if I start getting lit up. But that's, yeah, but I don't think I am all the time. I do once in a while, you know. But I got to admit, I got to fight it a little bit. But, you know, so then I watched the Tom Segura special, and his ball hog thing was a totally different thing. It was like literally a woman with, you know, a fetish for gonads or something. I don't know what it was, but it was way off. So I can, that I have... you know, writes the term conversational ball hog. I've been accused of that, so I like it. Okay, anyways, you know, then I was talking to one of my buddies on the phone, and his son was, like, bemoaning the fact that, you know, he can't socialize with his friends, you know, because he's just getting that age where he was looking forward to the ladies, you know, young teenager. And I was just thinking, man, he almost, as we're breaking in, we're going to have to start the economy again. We're gonna have to start the dating scene again too, you know. And I, you know, those guys are gonna need some new pickup lines, you know, or at least, you know, for the young ladies. So I was thinking, like, hey baby, looking for a break in social distancing? I'm your guy. You know, that might work out, huh? Or it could be, hey baby, want to shelter in place with me? You see, I start all my pickup lines with, hey baby. I might want to mix that up a little, you know, if I ever get back in the game. But I'm just throwing out the ideas, right? I watched this show Brockmire. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's on, you know, one of the lesser cable channels, but it's pretty funny. It's like about the state of the art of Major League Baseball, like in 2035 or something, when it's like on its last breath. But he had a phrase. It was like, some gal says, well, that could have been a pretty awkward situation. And he says, that was a very awkward situation. And take that from a guy who once went to a Scientology jazz brunch. I was like, Scientology jazz brunch. Ooh, that does sound uncomfortable. Even though I got to admit, I've done a little bit of research into, you know, Scientology here in Hawaii. You know, I was going to, like, roll in on a service or something to see what their pitter-pat is on that. But anyways, Happy Easter, everyone. I guess the Scientology folks don't believe in that as much, but there you go. Okay, yeah. Oh, here's a good one. It was from the mayor of Seattle in the coronavirus earlier, and she was at the microphone. Her speech was, remember, you know, the coronavirus can only be defeated by people coming together. And by that, I mean staying apart, you know, social distancing. I love that, man. So let's come together by staying apart with, that was good, man. So I had to write that down. Another aspect of social distancing that I will say for my own personal hygiene standard, I don't have to shower as often. You know, nobody knows I stink as much, you know? I mean, there's nobody around me. My wife is even shunning me in my own home, you know? I can't get close to her either. Oh, also been binge watching a lot of TV, like we said. Kevin Nealon, remember him from Saturday Night Live, you know, tall guy, and he's got... I hadn't seen it till recently, although I'd heard about it, but it was his YouTube channel or whatever. And on YouTube, you see it's Kevin Nealon, Kevin Hike, Hiking with Kevin, I think. Hiking with Kevin. You know, it's in, you know, when he gets pretty big stars to go on, you know, they record, they probably go on an hour hike or something, or half an hour. They edit down the YouTube video to like 15, 17 minutes or something, but it's pretty good. You know, Nealon's just like, he the whole thing is he's just got his camera on one of them telescopic sticks, so it's in front of him, so he's just holding it there while they're walking. So anyways, that's all set up too. I've been watching some of those, because he's had like Jack Black and Silverman and Conan O'Brien and Michael Keaton, and he had a lot of big stars, and Jeff Blum. Anyways, so, but this one, Nealon just throws out, so that's just all what I've been watching that show, so very interesting, I'm sure. But Kevin Nealon, it's funny though, you should watch it, because Kevin Nealon, he throws out these weird little questions sometimes. Like there's one, he goes to Jack Black, what's your go-to laxative? You know, like, even Jack Black was, you know, I had to take a beat on that one, you know. It's like, yeah, like you've got like just this whole bevy of laxatives sitting there, but, you know, that you're always using. But, you know, you got your one go-to when you're in the real pinch, if you know what I mean. What's your go-to laxative? Anyway, so that was funny. Somebody was on Colbert, and I heard the phrase, up shit creek with a pickle for a paddle. I couldn't remember if I'd heard that before. I might have. Didn't seem familiar, though. But I would, you know, I'd go ahead and add on, pickle for a paddle and an ass-crack muddy rudder. You know, if that might be, you know, if you want to round out the whole phrase. But I don't know if you need to. Yeah, you know, with some of the other stuff I'm thinking about. Oh, yeah, you know, being an elderly gentleman facing coronavirus, you know, I was thinking, oh, maybe I ought to have a bucket list, man. You know, shit I need to do before I die in case the coronavirus reaper takes me. And I started thinking, I'm going, you know, I don't think I'm really a bucket list guy. I started thinking the other way. I started writing an anti-bucket list. You know, shit I definitely don't want to do again before I die, you know, or ever. I think most of it's stuff I've already done before and it turned out bad. But anyways, yeah, that's me. I got an anti-bucket list. You know, at least I got a list, though, right? Here's a joke I heard today. I thought was good. It was weird. It was on. I was watching FitzDog Radio. It's Greg Fitzsimmons. And he was doing it, and his he had his friend on there. He was doing the Sunday Papers edition. But anyway, so this one guy says his 12-year-old daughter told him this joke. Now she didn't make it up, but she heard it. You know, from somewhere. I think it's really deep, man. I think. Anyways, it's she goes, hey, Dad, how are the Twin Towers and genders alike? Ooh, the Twin Towers and genders. He says, well, I don't know how. Well, in both cases, there used to be two, and now it's awkward to discuss. That's pretty good, you know?
Anyways, you know, pretty deep for a 12-year-old. Okay, yeah, I, oh yeah, my last coronavirus hang up, you know. Okay, I'll say this one thing. You all have heard, wash your hands for at least 20 seconds, right? Man, you realize how long that is. And then, you know, in a restroom the other day, I heard two guys arguing, you know. One guy says, he goes, no, it's not just washing your hands. It's you have to lather your hands for 20 seconds, you know, and then you have to rinse on top of that. And the other guy's going, no, man, the rinsing is part of the wash. It's wash your hands for 20 seconds. You know, so, man, I thought a fist fight was going to break out. It's like, Jesus Christ, this guy, you've got the lather for 20 seconds? I felt like knocking that dude out myself. Anyways, once again, people, happy Easter, everyone. And I'll end you here with a song by Clem Snide off his album that just came out this month. Seems like a good religious song to go out with. So, hey, everybody, hang in there, and hopefully we'll make it till next Easter. We'll all meet up in church. See ya.
Oh, God is simply that which lies forever just beyond the limit of what we already seem to know. God is simply that which lies forever just beyond the limits of what we already seem to know. Thank you.